The New Country, 96.3. Second
date update.
All right, we got Skip standing by. Skip had a great first date with Carolyn, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. First of all, Skip, tell us how you met Carolyn.
So this is going to sound kind of, I know there's a lot of judgment around it, but we actually met on Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
I know it has a bad reputation, but I've actually met some really nice people on there, so.
You know, I have heard some people, they say there are some great people on there. I've heard that, too.
Yeah, we don't have to be judging a Judgerson over here.
Yeah, really. All right, we're in a no-judge zone, yes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, so we met on Plenty of Fish and went out to dinner. I had a really great time with her, but I haven't heard anything back.
Okay, and did anything go wrong on the date? Someone drank too much, perhaps? We always ask.
No, nothing like that. I thought we had a really nice time. It was very normal, but good. Fun date.
Okay, all right. Well, let's have us give Carolyn a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carolyn?
It is.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason it never progresses to a second date, and we got a call about you.
Yeah.
Have you heard this before?
I have. I actually listened to the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, we're calling about Skip. Do you remember going out with Skip?
I do. And when I heard you guys, I kind of thought that this would be about him.
Well, you obviously know he called about you. He thought the date went great and you were fantastic, but he never heard from you after that. And obviously he's trying to figure out why.
Well, he's awesome. But he looks really, really young. Looks like he's probably 18, 19 years old. The waiter carded him, and they had a really long conversation about how he didn't look like he was 29. And if they didn't have that conversation, I also would have sat there and thought, like, how old is he really?
And how old are you, may I ask?
You shouldn't ask, Hawkeye.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I just turned 30, so we're basically the same age.
Okay, all right. I see what you're saying. Okay. My apologies for asking. I apologize. It was Michelle who wanted to know.
Oh, God.
No, so, like, he really is a nice guy. It's just he looks incredibly young to the point where, like, when I met him in person, I was like, wait, was his picture photoshopped? But then this profile is really interesting. And, like, so I gave it a shot, and then I met him, and I'm like,
So he definitely looked older in the pictures.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, but when you met him in person, he just looked like you said. He looked that much younger.
Very young.
And that's that big of a problem?
It is and it isn't, but like it is because it kind of makes me look like a cradle robber when I'm out with somebody like that. Like I look like this older lady looking for a really young man.
Okay, all right. You know he's on the other line here. Let's bring Skip in here. Perfect name, too, for someone who looks like he's 18, too. and see if we can tell him what's going on here. Skip, are you there?
Yeah, guys, I'm here.
Did you hear what Carolyn had to say? Do you get this a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it before. There's nothing I can do about how old I look. It sucks when somebody has a reaction like this because it's not who I am. I don't even know what to say. Like, I feel like you should be able to look past the appearance of my age to think more about who I am as a person.
I understand that, you know, and I understand where you're coming from, but to me, it makes me a little uncomfortable how other people, like, look at me. Maybe it's shallow of me, but maybe you should just date younger girls. I mean, girls wish they had your problem.
But I don't want to date younger girls. I'm 29 years old. I want to date someone my own age. I want to, with the same life experiences. I don't think you should care so much about what other people think anyway.
You're right. So maybe at the end of the day, I just want a guy that looks a little older than me.
I mean, I'm not going to try to change your mind if you're not interested, but I wish you would give me more of a chance because the external appearance thing is so inconsequential when it comes to actual relationships.
How about that, Carolyn? We'll pick up the tab for date number two if you have any interest in giving Skip a second chance. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think he's a great guy and he makes his valid points. Call me a little shallow or naive about things, I don't know, but I just don't really think it's for me.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a good sport to come on the air with us. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Skip, obviously didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure.
Yeah, I guess so. It just sucks to have to deal with this. And it's nothing that I can control. you know?
I'm going to only ask because I know people are going to say this on the phone, but have you thought about maybe like growing a beard or something?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I can't grow a very good beard. Like, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, it makes it worse.
Yeah, it just doesn't come in fully. It's one of the reasons I look as young as I do.
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry963.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast, available on our website, HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast. That's HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast.